in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. From 1 Corinthians chapter 15, we have these words. So is it with the resurrection of the dead. What is sown is perishable. What is raised is imperishable. Imperishable is a great word that we use to describe all different kinds of food. Imperishables, when we collect them for the food pantry or for whatever purpose we're collecting, imperishables generally means canned foods or boxed foods or things that can have a long shelf life. There are certain foods that are remarkably imperishable. In fact, they're legendary imperishable. The two foods that I'm thinking of, one is a great, well, I'll not so great perhaps, dessert food made by the Hostess Company that gave a bunch of people a scare a while back when Hostess said it wasn't going to make them anymore. There was about to be a revolution, and it's the Twinkie. Twinkies are known for having a legendary long shelf life. They last forever. And if you've ever had one, they're the same the day they come off the bakery shelf as they are a year later. They do not change. Maybe that's because they're not really made of anything natural, but still, they're imperishable. They last forever. The other is a meat product that is probably the favorite meat product in Hawaii, believe it or not. I even heard from a friend of ours when we were having dinner that there's a museum dedicated to this meat product. I'm sure most of you have had it. It's Spam. Spam is imperishable. It never goes bad. I grew up with Spam. I love Spam. It isn't the most delicious thing you've ever had, but it never goes bad. Now, if somebody were to give you something to survive on, and they said, well, you can have this T-bone steak, or you can have a can of Spam, but you have to wait a month to eat it. Which one are you going to choose? This is not going to last a month. This will last many months. There's this idea about the imperishable, stuff that lasts forever. There are all sorts of images we can come up with when it comes to things that are imperishable. Paul, in his letter to the Corinthians, and Peter, in his letter, both talk about things that become imperishable. They don't start out that way. They don't start out imperishable. Something has to happen to them to make them imperishable. See, for Spam, it starts out as regular meat, but something has to happen to it in order for it to become imperishable. You can't just put it in a can and set it on a shelf. It'll go bad, just like regular meat will. It has to be prepared a particular way. It has to be sealed a particular way, and it has to be cooked a particular way in order for it to become imperishable. Well, folks, there's not a lot of difference between us and Spam. Something has to happen to us in order for us to become imperishable. We start out life very perishable, very subject to all kinds of things in the world around us that take their toll on our bodies. Things around us give us diseases, we get sick, all sorts of things happen, we get injured. Our bodies certainly do not feel imperishable. And the older we get, the less imperishable we feel. It's just the way it is. But there's a promise from God that takes the perishable and makes it imperishable. There's a gift that our Heavenly Father gives us that takes us from being subject to the struggles of this world and preserves us. Now, we don't hopefully get canned and put on a shelf, but we are made imperishable. It's that promise from God through His Son, Jesus Christ. That promise from Him that says, all who believe will never die, and all who live and all who die in Him will live again. There are great promises about becoming imperishable. We all know that at some point in life, we are going to meet our end. Sort of a foregone conclusion when it comes to living. It's what's going to happen. However, through those promises of God, the end isn't the end. What is sown, as Paul says, and as Peter says, what is sown perishable becomes imperishable. When we die, our perishable bodies go into the ground or into an urn on a shelf, but that's not where they stay. See, the promise is that just as Jesus was raised from the dead, those who believe in Him will experience the same. And just as Jesus, who died and rose again and never has to die again, those who believe in Him will experience the same. We will become imperishable, preserved, made whole and complete for all of eternity. Paul also says that the last enemy to die is death. He was very aware of that. His life was threatened and subject to all sorts of turmoil. He probably saw himself coming close to death more times than we can count. But he knew the promises. He knew the promises that what was sown perishable will become imperishable. Because he knew Jesus. He knew Jesus, who died on the cross and was laid in the tomb, perishable, but 3 days later was raised imperishable. Now, Paul wasn't there when Jesus was crucified, but Peter was. And he says the same thing, that what was sown perishable will become imperishable. The image of the seed in the ground is incredibly helpful for us. Because when you plant a seed, whether it's for vegetables or whether it's for flowers or for a tree or whatever it may be, it goes into the ground. You don't see it again. You water it, the sunlight shines on the soil, and then later, green stuff starts to come out of the ground. The seed is no longer a seed. It was perishable, but now it's growing new life. More seeds to continue life again. we are seeds that will one day be sown into the ground, but will be raised to new life. Now, hopefully we're not put into the ground and watered, but the promise is the same. It's an amazing thing to realize that what God has made perishable to become imperishable. The gifts that he has given us, the gift of baptism, where, well, I guess we are kind of watered to become imperishable, but it only happens once. Through baptism, we become imperishable. Through the Lord's Supper, we continue to preserve that body that one day will be raised up to be with Jesus and to be together. We can fight it all we want, and we do, and perhaps we should, to try and preserve this body that God has given us. It's a good body, regardless of the things that break down on it. It's still a good body. And it's one that hasn't seen its best day yet. Because that day will be the day when Jesus calls us all out of that perishable, broken down body and into the glorious, imperishable, eternal body. And so we live each day in that promise. We know something. We know our God. We know he keeps his promises. We know he's done it with Jesus and he'll do it with us. And each day, whether it's raining or whether it's sunny, doesn't matter. Because one day, we will see that glory and that imperishability that will be the greatest gift from God. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard our hearts and our minds in Christ Jesus, now and forever. Amen.